we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
There is a part of our American history that is so precious. We stand guard over it day and night. It's the right to enjoy the heritage of hunting, fishing, camping, safari, and the shooting sports. Come stand guard with us at DSC, biggame.org.
Another busy day in the Kender Outdoors Camp House, and we're really glad that you're a part of it. Thank you so much. We're honored that you are here. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. If you have an overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper, Calming Care is a safe and effective way to gently, over time, settle that dog. Calming Care. Learn more at KenderOutdoors.com. I've got a couple of really cool stories on the show today. Several really cool stories. One of those is Jeff Kozolinski. My friend Jeff has the world record. He caught 2,172 fish in one 24-hour period, and he's out to break that record on September 9th. We'll talk to him about it. Also, a girl and a gun, Robin Sandoval. She was anti-gun. I want you to hear her story and how her heart and mind totally flipped and how she now teaches other women to shoot. Isn't that cool? But first, I want to head to Helena, Alabama. That's where we'll find a guy that I met a couple of years ago up in South Dakota on Lake Oahee. His name is Bill Weidler. Bill, good to have you on the show with us, and congratulations on winning that very first Big Blue Trophy Bassmaster Elite Series tournament up on St. Clair.
Actually, it's just so surreal. It's like I woke up this morning and the trophy was sitting on the kitchen island, and I looked at it like, I can't believe that that thing is sitting in the house. I mean, it's one of those deals that the opportunity just doesn't come around that much. You can get in striking range, much less secure a victory on this stage of bass fishing. So I'm crazy excited about the week and where I am today.
Yeah, you should be, because you're an elite air there, man. That not very many people have one of those blue trophies. They just like you said, they're hard to come by, really hard to come by. You and I met up in South Dakota when the elites were on Lake Oahee a couple of years back. You were my next door neighbor there in the lodge, and I got to visit you and know you a little bit. I've been cheering for you ever since. So I was jumping out of my chair crazy over the weekend when you took that lead.
Yeah, man, I remember that. You know, it was the first time I've ever fished for smallmouth was up there. I had no idea what I was doing. I remember sitting out in front of one of the big arms coming in, and I was fishing by Andy Montgomery, and I jumped off like 25 pounds of smallmouth there, throwing it on like a medium heavy or heavy spinning rod with too heavy a line and too heavy a tubes, and had no idea what I was doing, man. And I was like, I hate smallmouth fishing. It was crazy.
That was my next comment, man. An Alabama boy, you're supposed to be catching those bucket mouth. You're not supposed to go up there and win in smallmouth country.
Yeah, you know, crazy. I've grown up on the Coosa River, and I really don't take my boat out of much more than about 10 feet of water. And when I get my equipment for the year, I get about 30 casting rods, and I order like three or four spinning rods. It's something that I just, you know, really don't enjoy to do that much, and I don't have a lot of equipment to do it with. And, you know, that may change now that I saw what can really happen. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, it's sort of shocking that what happened, especially going up against some of these big gorillas that I did.
Won it on a drop shot. And you found something really cool and kind of by accident, I guess, in practice that paid off. You sat on that all week.
I did. You know, I found two areas in practice. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to set the boat down here and not go out to the lake yet and wait till it warms up, and then, you know, we'll fish out there today. So I pulled the boat into this general area. I literally shut the boat off, turned my grass on standby, got up on the deck and started fishing. 2 hours later, dude, I had caught over 26 pounds. I had a 513 and a 601, and I was like, man, I may have really just set the boat down on a magical place.
And you did sit it down on a $100,000 place and picked up that first Elite Series victory. And Bill, I hope it's the first of many. I just had a ball watching you. Hey, listen, this doesn't happen without some really good sponsors that stand behind you and have stood behind you. Who do we need to mention?
You know, Triton Boats, Mercury Marine, Temple Fork Outfitters, Baitmate Fish Attractor, Lifted Jigs. I have a ton of guys that support me and had faith in me this year. Some, you know, that took the chance on me that I could get the job done. Catch Commander, you know, I use them to weigh every one of my fish, and, you know, their culling system is just unbelievable. But let's just stop and give credit where credit's due on this. The Lord God Almighty guided me through this event. He gave me a song to play, and I played that song throughout the event all day long. I never changed the song. And when I would play that song, fish would come into view. I could feel the Holy Spirit move through me, and I knew he was doing a big work in me, and I give him the credit. That's where all the credit needs to be given on this event. Bill Weidler did not do this week. It was God showing the power that he has to bring somebody who had no chance of winning and show them, hey, I'm bigger than anything out there, and this man's going to take this victory home.
When we accept Christ as our Savior, we never walk alone again. Bill, congratulations. What a victory. What a great spokesman for the Bassmaster Elite.
Man, thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave Mercer with Bassmaster. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I am sure thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, get off the stage. I'm the MC.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org. And I'll see you in February.
Hey, get geared up for dove season at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters. From shotguns and rifles to ammo and accessories, they've got it all. Visit Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. For info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. Coming soon to DSC's Kinder Outdoors, along with our partners at Dillon Hunting Blinds and Cinnamon Creek Ranch, we're going to put you in your brand new 6x6 octagon bow and rifle blind, sitting on a 5-foot tower with porch and staircase. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Archery for a $2,000 shopping spree to deck your blind with bows and arrows. We'll award a winner just in time for Christmas. Details coming soon on Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on Earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged in the battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Did you know Trijicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with the Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors.
Watch the DSC at work. We are on Pursuit Channel with DSC's Trailing the Hunter's Moon and DSC's Tracks Across Africa on the Outdoor Channel. Yes, we work hard at DSC, but we also like to go hunting from time to time. Join us on the journey. BigGame.org.
I'm really proud to talk about products that work. I won't talk about products that don't. Fortiflora, from the trusted name Purina, works. It's America's number one canine probiotic. If you own a dog, you really need to keep Fortiflora in the fridge because they all suffer from GI upset from time to time. And, hey, Fortiflora has worked 100% of the time I've used it. Fortiflora. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Let's head for Okeechobee, Florida. We're going to go there twice on the show today. And the first time is not to catch big bass, but it's to break clays with a two-time national champion, high school champion, Jack Krasilek. Jack, welcome to the show. Good to have you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
I tell you what, you know, to go out and win Top Gun champion of the SCTP and SASP national championships, that's a big deal. But then when you come back and do it again the next year, hey, congratulations, dude. That's big stuff.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm really excited right now, and as funny as it sounds, I was out practicing yesterday getting ready for next year to try to bring that home next year, too.
Well, good for you. That's how you won the first two. Practice, practice, practice. So, yeah, no need to stop now. How old are you, Jack?
I'm 18 years old. I'm currently a senior at Oxbridge Academy.
Gotcha. Okay. And you shoot for the Young Guns of Quail Creek team, and that's in Okeechobee, Florida. Don't you know you're supposed to be catching bass, not breaking clays?
I know. That is something a little different, but most of the kids there do a little bit of both, so they find time.
I would think so. Yeah, you can't grow up in Okeechobee without, going out and catching a big green one every now and then. Tell folks the difference that are not into the shooting sports and don't understand. What is SCTP? What is SASP? What are those?
Of course. So SCTP is Scholastic Clay Target Program. So that involves anything with a shotgun. The three main ones in SCTP are sporting clays, trap, and skeet. And then there are a ton of other ones. There's a bunch of different trap events. So you have like bunker trap and doubles trap and the double skeet. But the three main ones are trap, skeet, sporting clays. And then SASP is Scholastic Action Sports Program, or Action Shooting Program, rather. And that is speed shooting. And mainly you have five targets that you have to essentially shoot as fast as you can. And there's only eight different courses. However, the thing that makes it different from, you know, one group to another group is the type of weapon you're shooting, whether that be a .22 pistol or a PCC, which is a pistol caliber carbine. So that's what makes it different on that side of things.
Wow. You've got to spend a little time on the range and practice, like we were talking about, like you mentioned earlier.
Lots of practice, and, you know, the biggest thing, at least when I first got into it, was not having an overlap between the two, not having one negatively affect the other. So that was something to kind of get used to and took some practice to work my way out of.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but, yeah, rifle and pistol disciplines totally different from shotgun disciplines. So, yeah, I can see how the training could crisscross there and throw you off your game a little bit.
Just a little bit, but at least what I ended up doing, and I know some of the other kids on my team ended up doing, was just finding similar ways to train between the two of them, so the crossover was a little more seamless.
Tell us your history, Jack. How old were you when you first started shooting and discovered that, you know, I've got a knack for this, I really enjoy it?
So, honestly, I couldn't give you an age. I remember, you know, pulling the trigger, not necessarily aiming on much, on a 10-22, and that was, you know, probably under 7 years old, as I'll give you that, because I remember I got my first little bolt-action 22. It was probably a cricket of some sorts. That all started with my grandfather. My father shoots, but my grandfather's kind of the big shooter in the family. And so I started with him, and eventually I worked up. He's really into bolt guns and distance shooting. So after that, it was a 223 bolt gun that I got. And then, you know, we started backing up the targets further and further. He started, you know, about 200 yards. And then as I got older, as I got better, and as he got better, and as he started reloading, we backed up to 500 yards. And then essentially every time we got bored, we backed up the targets. So eventually we got out to 750 yards, and then that was, you know, we started getting, land constraints. So then my grandfather, and he's beat me every single time with this as far as distance shooting goes, is his game he plays is shooting golf balls at 500 yards. So,
oh, wow.
That's something he likes to do that I'll give it my best, but he takes the cake every time with that.
You've got to be able to shoot. You've got to practice, yeah, and do it well and consistently to do what you have done, Jack. As a matter of fact, folks, you've got to prepare for two, like we've been telling you, two vastly different shooting sports, and then perform at a national championship level over multiple days and events. And on top of that, one of these competitions was virtual. You had to go to your own home range instead of being there with the other competitors. Was that an issue at all because of COVID, or was it just another day?
Well, and you know, it was almost just another competition for me. And I've done, you know, whether it through the academics or shooting sports, I've been in a lot of different competitions, and I've kind of learned to calm the nerves. And, you know, it's the same way I transferred from from long distance rifle shooting to shotguns, and then from shotguns to speed shooting, is, you know, it's back to the kind of the fundamentals of, you know, trigger pull and just be smooth with everything. And so if you just kind of keep those in your head, and that's how I did it, you know, another day, it was just, you know, another competition. Don't start thinking about it too much. And that's essentially how I was able to, you know, even though it was a change of course, it was just another day.
Is this something you're going to try to take to an international level someday, or is this just having fun in high school?
So for me, at least, I know at least my aspirations in life, this isn't something I tend to, you know, kind of pursue after college. I definitely look forward to like shooting on a kind of a college club team. A lot of the colleges I'm looking at now have club teams and things like that. So I would definitely be interested in doing that through college. And then after college, just, you know, having this as a kind of a hobby I'm very proficient at, and, you know, kind of keep that proficiency there.
Yeah. And after college, you are going to be my sporting place partner as well. I just lining you up now. Okay.
Yes. Sounds good.
Jack, give us one dove shooting tip. Dove season's opening up all across the nation over the next few days, so give us one good tip, all of these shotgunners who put it away after dove season last year and haven't had it out since.
Well, so I'm not in this. This isn't anything. I've never hunted. It's not that I have anything against it at all. It's just something I haven't done, but I'm going to give the same tip that I've taken through shooting long distance shotguns and speed shooting, and that's a clear head and a slow trigger squeeze.
There you go. When you guys miss that 13th bird out there, think of what Jack said and buckle down. Jack, a pleasure to visit with you. What a fine young man, and we'll be keeping an eye on you, okay?
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, sir. What a fine young man. He may be future president of the United States. Pretty sharp dude. Jack Kruzlik, an Okeechobee, Florida high school shooting champion in multiple disciplines, national champion. We're going to go back to Okeechobee next hour in the show with Kinder Outdoors Radio Pro, Kelly Jordan from Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour. Kelly's going to break down Okeechobee, a lake that's on a lot of bass fishermen's bucket list, and it might be a real good time to take notes. Also, later this hour, Robin Sandoval from A Girl and a Gun. Robin was anti-gun. She saw no reason that we, the people, should own guns. And then something changed in her life. And now she teaches other ladies how to shoot and enjoy the range and take their families with them. Let's go get a cup of coffee and meet right back here at Kinder Outdoors.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com. Buffalo Wool hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He sent, went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, Jason Muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
In God We Trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's Camp House time at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
Hey, I just want to tell you thanks, a sincere thank you for tuning in to Kinder Outdoors, whether you're listening to a broadcast, a podcast, satellite broadcast across the U.S. and Canada, wherever you are and however you get the show. Thank you. And we're going to say thank you in a really big way with a pretty cool contest that we're going to kick off real soon. The giveaway will be just before Christmas, so it's called Deck Your Blind with Bows and Arrows. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. We're giving away a Dillon hunting blind. This is a huge octagon, 6x6, with bow and rifle windows on a 5-foot platform and a porch up there. Make it real easy for you to get your gear in and out of the blind. This is a primo top of the line, the best that they make at Dillon Manufacturing. And we're throwing in a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Archery, Roanoke, Texas. So you can deck your blind with bows and arrows. Somebody's going to win it all, and we'll give you a chance to start registering, and you can register often coming up real soon at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, I've got my buddy David Gray on the telephone. He has a company called Dove Blasters, and he has a high-tech day-lease dove hunting operation. Listen to this. It's pretty cool. Hey, Dave, good to talk to you again.
Billy, it's always good to talk to you, and it's just right around the corner. I mean, it's right here.
It's here. We're there. We're at the starting line right now, and you've got a really cool deal that you started a few years ago. It's kind of like, you know, when you let Kroger know what you want in your shopping cart, and then you just pull up, and they put your groceries in your cart. This is the same deal for dove hunting. Tell us about your system that can take someone on a day hunt problem-free.
Yeah, I mean, so what it is, the best way I can describe it, Bill, is it's just like reserving your seat in a theater, all right? You pick the theater that you want to go to, then you pick the seat that you want to sit in, and it's the same principle here. You pick the property you want to go to, and with our system, we use cellular triangulation and GPS, and you can actually book an exact spot on the property. And then what's good about this is when you get there, you get a push notification sent to you via the mobile app. You can download. It tells you you're at your property. Then you, when you're looking at the mobile app, you see your location on the property and where your slot reservation is. And you drive right to it. Then once you get to it, it tells you, welcome to your slot, and you are here. And what's good about this, Bill, is in the morning when it's dark, you don't know where you're going. You don't know where anybody else is. And one of the most frequent questions I used to get was, well, where do I go when I show up? And, you know, I would go, I don't know. Wherever you want, you know. And but what's good about this is you know that nobody else is going to be in your spot. Nobody else is going to be around you. You don't have to worry about an unsafe hunt. And it's just better for everybody because there's no confusion.
Yeah, no confusion, no hassles, no arguments in the field. I've been on hunts before where, you know, you get out there in the dark and you start slipping around and you think you found a good spot. And the sun comes up and, man, there's you're in a crowded room there, you know.
This
dodges that. This dodges that problem.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you can also look at any time on the website, and just like you would in the theater, you can see what slots or, you know, seats, if you will, are available. And by that, you can kind of say, hey, well, this is going to be a good property right here. I'm going to go ahead and book immediately. And and you always know the maximum amount of people that are going to be on the property. Once that last seat, if you will, is sold, then no more are allowed on there. So you're guaranteed a good hunt and a safe hunt with nobody shooting out from underneath you.
So if somebody is going to be doing business in Dallas-Fort Worth, all of your properties are around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If somebody's going to be doing business here, instead of a round of golf, they want to take a client out for a day of dove shooting, they can handle it all on their phone with your app.
Correct. Absolutely.
Wow. Give us the information. How do we get the app? Where's the website? Tell us more.
Well, so the website is Dove Blasters. We've been doing this for about 11 years now. The mobile app's been for 3 years now. And so you can go to doveblasters.com, or you can go to the Play Store or iTunes and just type in Dove Blasters and download the app, and you can sign up and register right there and make all your reservations right on the app, just like you would booking a seat in the theater.
Easier than booking a foursome at the local golf club. It's amazing.
Exactly, exactly.
Have a great dove season. Always a pleasure to catch up with you.
I tell you what, Bill, we'll see you out in the field, and let's go shoot some birds, okay?
High-tech dove hunting with David Gray and Dove Blasters. My friend, the late Ray Sasser, wrote about dove hunting quite a bit. And one of my favorite pieces that he ever did was about shotgun shells. Let's enjoy that story again. Sit back, light your old pipe, and let's listen to Ray Sasser in his own words.
If you laid all the shotgun shells fired by Texas morning dove hunters end to end, they would stretch from Brownsville at the southwest tip of Texas through Perryton at the northeast tip of Texas, across the Oklahoma Panhandle, and well into Kansas. That's just the shells fired by Texas dove hunters. Mix in ammo fired at quail, ducks, geese, grouse, sandhill cranes, pheasant, snipe, woodcock, squirrel, rabbit, and a variety of less popular game, and you wind up with a veritable mountain of plastic and brass. If that plastic and brass cylinder is not picked up when it's ejected from a shotgun, it becomes a particularly noxious form of litter. Particularly noxious for three reasons. Reason one is that manufacturers of shotgun shells logically make most of the shells in bright colors. They're making it easy at a glance to tell a red or green 12-gauge shell from a yellow 20-gauge shell. Loading the wrong size shell into any firearm is a dangerous, potentially deadly mistake. Bright-colored plastic stands out in the field, however, and is readily apparent to anyone who comes across a hunting field. The second reason that spent shot shells are a particularly noxious form of litter is because of the construction material, plastic and brass. Neither component deteriorates quickly. I've seen antique shotgun shells lying in the field. The brand hadn't been made in 20 years. It looked as if they'd been there 20 years, but they also looked as if they could have lasted another 20 years if I hadn't picked them up. The third reason that spent shells are painfully noxious forms of litter is because there's no doubt who left them there. A kid driving along the highway didn't throw empty shotgun shells out the car window. A strong wind didn't blow them over from a distant skeet field. When you see empty shells in the field, it's a cinch they were left by hunters. Often they're left by hunters who would never think of throwing trash out the vehicle window or leaving garbage at a campsite. It seems to me that many hunters have gotten better about picking up empty hulls. Sadly, some of them still haven't made the connection between plastic litter and shot shells any more than some smokers have made the connection between cigarette butts and paper litter. Hunters are supposed to be stewards, not just of the game they hunt, but also the environment that supports that game. Stewards don't litter. It's as simple as that. If you need another reason not to leave shot shells in the field, talk to Forrest Armke, manager of the Ford Ranch near Brady, Texas. Armke has a photograph of the skeleton of a prize bull that he found dead. A wad of plastic shotgun shells provides a clue as to how the animal died. Cattle are not necessarily smart. This one ate shot shells left by hunters. The plastic litter formed a compaction of the bull's intestines and he died slowly and painfully. If your kids are too young to shoot but enjoy accompanying you in the hunting field, pay them a dollar a bird to retrieve your game, and 25 cents or so for every empty shell they retrieve. This reward system makes the youngster a valuable part of the hunt in more ways than one, and reinforces the critical role of hunter as steward. And while you're out there, pick up empty shells left by hunters from last year or last decade, along with any other litter you see. It's good common sense, good stewardship, and good public relations with the landowner.
Hey everybody, it's professional bass angler Gerald Swindle from Hayden, Alabama. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it or I'm using the bathroom. With Kinder Outdoors.
Well, not the using the bathroom part.
Well, sometimes outdoors, that's the place to be.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Colt, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments, even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. And if you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway, and the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott, at gootf.com.
The Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors are made in the USA, built by freedom-loving, hard-working, constitution-defending hunters, fishers, and shooters. If that's you, come on in the camp house. If not, you made a wrong turn somewhere.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
If you are not familiar with a girl and a gun, then you, your wife, your girlfriend needs to know about this. Robin Sandoval joins me now. I love the work you guys do at A Girl and a Gun. Robin, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Let me, for those that don't know about you, let's get a little background history on A Girl and a Gun. How old are you and what are you?
Well, A Girl and a Gun is a membership organization across the country. We started in 2011 with our first girls' night out at the range. Juliana Crowder was an instructor here in Austin, and she wanted to bring more women to the range. And so we started hosting events at the range, just casual events for ladies to come out and learn. And now we have more than 6,500 members in all 50 states, and we host girls' night out at the range at over 200 ranges nationwide.
I would say that there was a hunger for what you guys were offering.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially these days, we're so busy with a lot of new gun owners that are coming into the industry, people who are, you know, new to firearms, but also know that they want training, and that's where they come to us.
Yeah, exactly, and I want to talk about those numbers a little bit. Gun sales this year absolutely through the roof with everything that's taking place in our nation and in our world. 2.6 million guns purchased in March alone. Huge number. And every month so far this year, since early spring, we're rewriting the records every single month. And a National Shooting Sports Foundation survey discovered that, wow, about 40% of the people buying guns, these massive numbers of gun owners, gun buyers this year, 40% are first-time gun owners. That's a huge number. And 40% of those new gun owners are women. That's a lot of people that need your information that you guys produce for ladies that want to learn how to shoot, Robin.
Yes, it's been really exciting. And after seeing the NSSF survey, we really wanted to dive deeper into what is spurring women into gun ownership and specifically women into training. And so we actually sent out a survey of our 6,000 members to focus on those interests and reasons. And we learned a lot. You know, 43% of the women who come to us want to learn self-defense skills. In fact, 92% were already in the process of attaining or have already attained their concealed carry or open carry permit. So defense is a really big draw and why people want to have that training. But they also come for other reasons. You know, we sent out a survey recently of our new gun owners and why they may have come to A Girl and a Gun. And many of them said they wanted to learn something new. They wanted to try competition. They just wanted to gain confidence and proficiency with a firearm. And so fortunately, through all of our programs at A Girl and a Gun, they have lots of opportunities to do that.
I read some of those survey comments, and I bet this is a huge deal. It really struck a nerve with me. One lady said, hey, you know, my son enjoys this. We have a lot of fun together. There's a lot of single moms out there that are discovering that if you'll take that young man to the range, get proper instruction, that you'll have a blast and it will last a lifetime, something that many women thought they would never do, Robin, and are just having the time of their lives with their families on the range.
Yes, and what we're seeing is a different trend. So historically, maybe men were the first shooters in the household. Maybe a woman was introduced by her dad or her husband or her boyfriend or her son, and now we're seeing that kind of flip-flop. Through programs like ours, more women are becoming the first gun owner in the family. They're kind of being the catalyst to bring the entire family into gun ownership and understand the Second Amendment lifestyle. We found that 23% of our members are the only shooter in their family or the first shooter in their family, and it has become a family activity. We always say that you don't change hearts and minds at the range. You change hearts and minds at the dinner table, and that's where we're really proficient at bringing in new people into the gun community.
You bet. Robin, let me survey you a little bit. How did your shooting life start? Was it early in life, or is it because of A Girl and a Gun? How did this start for you?
Well, I was strongly anti-gun for most of my life. I did
really
a proponent of firearms ownership. In fact, I was strongly a proponent of gun control. And it wasn't until I was I'm a mother, I have three children, and I watched the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, and I saw a modern American city fall apart overnight. And that was a real wake-up call for me. And there was a moment when I was sitting on the couch watching the news, and I saw a woman at the Superdome. If you remember, there was so much death and destruction and despair. This woman turned to strangers getting on a bus to Houston and said, "Please take my children. I'll try to find you in a few days." And I turned to my husband with tears in my eyes, and I said, "What do I have to do that's never me?" And I said, "I'm going to start storing peanut butter and tuna fish and water, and we're just going to be able to hunker down as a family and get through any crisis." And he said, "That's fine, but when someone is so desperate and things are in such despair and people are willing to do the unthinkable, what are we going to do when someone kicks in our door for our peanut butter and tuna fish? How are we going to protect our kids, and how are we going to provide for our family?" And after arguing for gun control my entire life, I found myself with no argument. So that was when it opened my eyes to being my children's first responder and to be able to protect them. And it was around the same time when Juliana Crowder hosted that first girls' night out at the range, and I went to the third one. And I don't know if I was more scared of meeting other women or going to a gun range or shooting a gun or all of the above, but that moment changed my life. And she and I partnered up, and like I said, now we have Girls Night Out at the range at over 200 ranges nationwide.
What a cool story, Robin. I had no idea. What a cool story, and what a testament. And you've probably discovered a world that is a million times safer than you anticipated.
Absolutely. I always tell people I worry less about my son when he's shooting three gun than when he's playing football.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. The statistics will bear that out, too, that it's one of the safest things that we can do with our families. What a cool story. So, A Girl and a Gun. If folks want to learn more, tell us where they can go, what they can do.
Well, you can find us on our website at agirlandagun.org. There's probably a chapter near you, and if there's not, help us find a female instructor in your area, and we can start a chapter in your area to help women come to the range.
So what do you enjoy, a day at of sporting clays, or are you strictly a pistol girl? Do you like to shoot long range? What do you like to do, Robin?
I like all of the above. It's really fun, and, you know, we've really kind of mastered that ever-student mindset, so just when you think there's one thing to do, you find a door opens to a whole new subset. So at A Girl and a Gun, we teach on all three platforms, pistol, rifle, shotgun, and we teach for all purposes, whether it's defense, competition. We love IDPA, three-gun, USPSA, and recreation is fun, too. Last week, we hosted the first-ever Women's Clays Championship in Kansas City, and that was a whole lot of fun. That was all clay targets and sporting clays and five sand and trap. And so pretty much whether it's defensive or competition or just for fun, that's kind of what we're all about.
Yeah, that's good. So there are some moms out there that are thinking about doing this right now, but they have a daughter that's 8. They have a daughter that's 6. They have a daughter that's maybe 11, whatever. What age do you think, and I know it's individual, but what's a good average age to get the younger ones started with you?
It really depends on the maturity of the child, and a mom is going to know her child, and if they're able to follow range commands and be safe, that's really the most important thing. So start them off with a rifle. They can learn aiming and trigger press and the safety rules. That's a really great introduction. But then there's also sports like Steel Challenge, where you can start with a rimfire and, you know, learn how to shoot on the clock, and sporting clays is really great too. In fact, the girl who won our overall high champion of our clays championship is only 14. So lots of competitions and even scholarships for kids who get into shooting. So definitely look around your area. It's worth getting your kids involved.
Absolutely, it is worth it. Robin Sandoval with A Girl and a Gun. Give us that web address one more time.
It's agirlandagun.org, and you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram and all the other social places.
Robin, what a pleasure to talk to you. I sure do appreciate it. I've enjoyed my time.
Thanks, Billy. I appreciate it.
You bet. Robin Sandoval with A Girl and a Gun. Let's stretch our legs, and then I'll meet you right back here at Kinder Outdoors.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big-time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC is extremely cautious with your money. We research and know that the projects we support will indeed positively impact the future of wildlife and habitat, your rights as an outdoorsman or woman, and ensure that our kids and grandkids will have the opportunity and training to carry on the outdoors heritage. What's your money at work at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is our camp house at Kinder Outdoors, and we're sure glad you're here with us. Thanks. Coming up later this hour, you're going to hear from my friend Jeff Kolasinski. He is out to break his own world record. Last year, he caught 2,172 fish in 24 hours on a hook and string, hook and line. So he's got to break 2,172 fish in 24 hours on September 9th. That'll be his focus. He's doing it for charity. I hope you'll help him out. You can learn all about it later this hour right here at Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. For your hard-working bird dog or cow dog, it's Pro Plan Performance Formula, 30% protein, 20% fat. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. So many families have been displaced on the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast this week. Hurricane Laura just bashing away down there and flooding so severely. And not only does that displace we people, it displaces wildlife. And I want to talk to Captain Steve Stapleton with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department about that. Steve, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. And when things like this happen, we human beings tend to worry about the wildlife more than we really need to, don't we?
Hey, they worry more about the wildlife than they do themselves if you're keeping score at home. they really do. But, hey, listen, this storm has come through, and just like all the people that get displaced or they leave their home, they leave their shelter, wildlife are the same way. It's just wildlife are probably a little bit more adaptable to this than we are.
Yeah, and, you know, this region, southeast Texas and southwestern Louisiana, we're talking about things like black bears, alligators, and snakes. So people aren't going to go, you know, try to put those in their spare bedroom. But when they see those little, fawns that are just a few months old, and those young deer displaced, need to avoid those.
Yeah. Hey, just like we advise, you know, the public any time of the year, hey, you see it, you appreciate it, but leave it alone. Hey, don't pick it up. Don't try to rescue it, you know. I often wonder that we maybe have seen too much Animal Planet where we think we're going to rescue everything out there. And the truth of the matter is, hey, that critter, whatever it may be, is fine. Okay, just leave it alone.
They're going to find something to eat. Don't feed them.
Yeah. Hey, they've been like the alligator. Hey, they've been blown a little off course. And they're just trying to right their bearings. And, yeah, hey, it may be in your front yard or somebody's front yard. Leave it alone. Same thing with snakes, okay, turtles, whatever. Hey, just leave them alone. Let them get their bearings. Hey, they'll wander off to where they're supposed to be, for sure.
There you go. Very good. Hey, stay safe, man. We pray for you guys regularly, and sure appreciate what you do, Steve.
Hey, anytime, Billy. And fun fact, have you ever noticed that this always happens during the opening weekend of dove season?
That is a trend.
We'd rather be out there in the bird field checking everybody than down there trying to pull limbs off of houses. But, hey, it's the new normal, and that's a phrase that's going around everywhere these days. So, hey, stay safe, Bill.
Thanks, Steve. Captain Steve Stapleton with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Maybe you've seen Steve on Lone Star Law, real popular television show that the Texas Parks and Wildlife game wardens do each year. Hey, the country's best college anglers are out on the water this weekend, have been for the past couple of days, on Lake Hartwell. It's the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shop, right there on the Georgia-South Carolina line. It was McKendree University that won that Abu Garcia College fishing event on the Mississippi River. Nathan Doty of Decatur, Illinois, Blake Jackson of Carterville, Illinois. Their victory earned McKendree and the Bass Club there $2,000 and qualified them to compete in the 2021 College Fishing National Championship. They won by 1 ounce over the second-place team of Jake Usher and Gannon Courtright from the University of Iowa. Wisconsin Platteville third, Brady Rufnot and Jacob Ely. And Bemidji State University, those kids can fish, Benjamin Saba and Wesley Steinmetz, fifth place. Hey, I read this on the Outdoor Wire the other day. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, the trade association for the firearms industry, has updated their retail survey-based estimates and concluded that nearly 5 million Americans have purchased a firearm for the very first time this year. 40% of the sales this year, 40%, are to purchasers who have never previously owned a firearm. Firearm sales typically bump up during a presidential election year. However, this year, Democratic candidates Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, they're already calling for stringent gun control measures, including forcible confiscation, banning entire classes of firearms from lawful possession, licensing schemes, and repealing the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which would expose the firearm industry to frivolous and harassing lawsuits. Hey, if your dog has special needs like an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain, there's a ProPlan formula specifically made for that dog. Pick up the ProPlan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, this is Laura Nealon from Field & Stream. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
We are planning for great crowds and a great time at the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections, February 11th through the 14th, and we'll certainly hope that you're planning to be a part of it as well. Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, and I can assure you that as we make plans to get together again in February, we're also planning to do it safely. Whatever is required to make your visit comfortable, enjoyable, and above all safe, we will do. This is the place where the finest guides and outfitters globally come together to display their opportunities to the hunting and fishing public, and they'll be hungry to do business. You'll also see the finest collections of firearms, art, jewelry, hunting gear, and clothing anywhere. We will have wonderful banquets, live and silent auctions featuring one-of-a-kind collectibles, opportunities and gear, and a family-friendly celebration of our hunting heritage. To learn more, visit biggame.org. And I'll see you in February.
Do you love crappie? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you to the Crappie Expo 2020 in Branson, Missouri, October the 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. Crappie Expo will have over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers showing and selling the greatest and latest crappie fishing products in the world. Crappie Expo 2020 features the richest crappie tournament in history. Catch all the weigh-ins at the Crappie Expo. Hey, you like to eat crappie? The world's largest crappie fry starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Crappie Expo. How much crappie can you eat for free? Don't forget to sign up. Free drawings to win a new Ranger or Vexus boat at the Crappie Expo. Must be present to win. Let's see. Crappie Expo 2020 has country music, free crappie, free boats, and crappie fishing products out the kazoo. I'll see you at the Crappie Expo 2020. Be sure to bring the kids. It's trick or treat. Don't you just love Branson? CrappieExpo.com and ExploreBranson.com.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local real shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
In Genesis chapter 9, God himself told man that if it flies, moves on the earth, or swims in the water, it is meat for us. What a gracious God we have. We celebrate that in this old camp house. Kinder Outdoors partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
From the quiet solace of winter ice in Rainy Lake, Minnesota, to the howling winds of the western peaks, the bass-laden Kissimmee chain, and New Zealand's bountiful trout streams, we fight for all wildlife and wild places at DSC. BigGame.org.
Hey, this is DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and I'm sure glad you're here with us. Thank you very much. You're a welcome piece of this campfire conversation each and every time we light the fire. Really proud of our pros here at Kinder Outdoors. We have top-notch dog trainers, big game hunters, and fishermen, too, like this guy. He fishes the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour, my buddy Kelly Jordan. KJ, welcome back. Always good to see you. And I want to talk to you about one of your very favorite places to go bass fishing, a legendary place and a bucket list place for a lot of us, and that is Okeechobee, Florida. I'm sure when you get down there, you're throwing big, giant baits.
Yeah, and I'll be throwing a big sticks, big rods, big heavy line, and big weights probably, and hopefully connecting with some of those monster bass down there. What a place to fish.
I've never fished Okeechobee. I've fished Kissimmee. I've fished that particular chain of lakes further north. I'm assuming Okeechobee, very similar. Shallow water, 5 to 7 feet in most places. About the same?
I think Lake Okeechobee is 30 or 40 miles across. It's a big round lake. I think the maximum depth in the very middle is about 10 feet deep.
Yeah.
So you're going to be fishing, like I said, 0 to 5, probably mostly 2 to 4 or 5, like you said. It'll be grass oriented. You know, there's hydrilla, there's reeds, there's cattails, there's pads, dollar pads, elephant ear pads, water hyacinths,
arrowheads,
pondweed, duckweed. There's every kind of grass you've ever seen or heard about. Eelgrass.
Yeah.
It's got everything. So that adds to the dynamic of that lake. It's chock full of bass. Where, you know, and you just have to find where they have come in to the shallower areas in the grass. You have to find clear water, and then you have to decide which kind of those grass or combinations of those kind of grass are where the fish are holding.
Yeah.
Then you got a pattern, and then you can run around and repeat that. So that's the puzzle at Lake Okeechobee, and it's bewildering to a lot of people because it is so huge.
Right.
And there's so much stuff that looks awesome and bassy. You know, there's bass everywhere. That it can bewilder some people. But if you focus on what, you know, what you're fishing, and you love to fish grass, it usually works out for you. And that's I think that's why I've had some great success there in the past.
It can be overwhelming. I remember the first time I pulled out on one of those Florida lakes with my boat, and I'm looking around, everything's a target. Everything's a target. And on that particular trip, I found out, hey, they're hanging near the arrowheads, those arrowhead-shaped grass. They really like that. And so that's where I finally found them. Lots more beautiful stuff in that lake, but they just weren't on it when I was there. They preferred the arrowheads that day. You've really got to pick that thing apart a little bit.
Yeah, and another thing that I know from fishing Florida so much, all these different kinds of grasses, especially the arrowhead grass and all, they'll kind of let you know there's a different kind of bottom there. Those arrowheads usually grow on a little bit harder bottom. Same with the buggy, the reeds, the buggy whips, I guess you call them reeds. A lot of people down there, they call cattails flat reeds because they're flat. And they usually grow on a more soft bottom.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting, and that's why they hold on different kind of different times. Maybe there's more heat around a soft bottom. The hard bottom's better spawning area. There's a lot of intricacies like that, that the different kind of grasses kind of key in on. And that is why those lakes in Florida can be such a hard puzzle to put together, because it's so bewildering if you've never seen it before. But if you, you know, get into the groove and you figure out what they're doing. For instance, it's just like fishing anywhere else. If you catch a fish, look at where you caught him, and it will hopefully tell you something, and you figure out what he was around, or, and then you can go duplicate that, and that's how you solve that puzzle down there. And like I said, it's one of my favorite places to fish, and you know, it's just a beautiful place, and the main thing is it has grass, and that's my favorite thing to fish. So there you go.
Yep, absolutely. Let's talk about the time of year you're going to the land of giants during spawning time, or maybe even for Florida, late post-spawn. Are you going to concentrate on post-spawn bass more than likely?
No, you need to concentrate on them all. The fish in Florida spawn for 5 or 6 months out of the year. They spawn from November through April. Usually their biggest spawns occur in November, December, usually. That's really strange, but that's usually the way it happens down there in Okeechobee. But yeah, I'm sure there will be some spawning fish in February. It'll probably be some of the last waves. You know, probably not as many blimps as we would catch if we were fishing in December or January.
Yeah.
But that being said, there'll be a lot more fish chasing bait more. You know, I imagine the water temperature probably will be in the high 60s to mid 70s. Mm. Top water will play. There will be a lot of post-spawn fish that are chasing. So that being said, the fish ought to be pretty active. So there's a lot of stuff that happens in there. And, you know, and there'll be some that are post-spawn and kind of funky, too. So if it was a big cooling, you know, unseasonal cooling snap for a week, you could have another spawn starting to break loose, because they're just looking for reasons to spawn down there for 5 or 6 months out of the year. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, there'll be all kind of stuff. I mean, the big players, there will be flipping, which is always a big player down there, whether it be just flipping reeds or other kind of grass, or actually punching the mats, which is my favorite way to catch them. There'll be, you know, chatterbaits thrown. There'll be lipless crankbaits thrown. There'll be some topwaters thrown. There'll be a lot of swim baits thrown, especially like a skinny dipper or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A swim bait that comes through the grass really well, really weedless. And the frogs play.
Yeah.
Soft plastic jerk baits play.
Right.
And, of course, the old Cinco will play. There's actually a ditch that surrounds the lake called the Rim Ditch that actually has rock and has some depth to it. Some guys may try to crank them on that.
Yeah.
You can get a deeper diving crankbait in. You might could find a load in there. It could happen.
Yeah.
And then you have to decide what part of the lake you're going to fish. Are you going to fish the north end of the lake, or are you going to fish the south end of the lake, which is 40 or 50 miles away?
Yeah.
And there's, you know, and the other thing about Lake Okeechobee, it's almost like all lakes. There are about four areas that to fish that are known areas, and these are all huge, expansive areas. But it's going to go down in one of those zones, and you just hope you figured that out and are in the right. Because if you're not in that zip code, you're not going to do very well. That's just that's usually the way it runs out. Sometimes there's two that play, but usually it's one of them that just lights out compared to the rest of them, and that's the other thing you have to figure out. So all this stuff comes together. It's a pretty dynamic lake. But one thing's for certain, it's one of those lakes that can produce, you know, over 25-pound stringers 4 days in a row, and that's something. It's not a one-day shot and back off. You know, it is catching 25 to 30-pound stringers, and that's a five to 6-pound average. But that's the potential of that lake, and that's what makes it so awesome to be able to go there.
That's one of those lakes where you can come in with 25 pounds and think, man, I really feel good about myself, and then at the weigh-in, you wind up in 14th place, you know, after day one.
Well, yeah, that would be something for Okeechobee, but it could happen.
Yeah.
That happened at Falcon.
Yep.
If you had 25 pounds, you were in 50th place.
Yeah.
Out of 100, that was crazy. But, Okeechobee is one of the lakes that's closest to that we have tournaments on that I've ever been to. And that gets me excited, going to a place where it has that kind of potential. So, I'm in.
Kelly Jordan from Major League Fishing's Bass Pro Tour. Pretty good breakdown there for Lake Okeechobee. If you've never been, now you know how to prepare a little bit, huh? When to go. I want to thank my friends at Purina Pro Plan for bringing us this corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors. There really is a pro plan for your dog, no matter the age, the size, the lifestyle, or the special condition. Have an older dog that needs added glucosamine in their diet? There's a pro plan for that. Pick up the pro plan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores in Arkansas and Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, and Kansas. Hey, when I come back from the coffee pot, we're going to visit with my friend Jeff Kolasinski. He's up in Minnesota, but he's going to make a little trip to Illinois. And he's going to try to break his world record of 2,172 fish on a hook and a string in 24 hours. He does this every year, and he does it for some really, really special people. I know you'll enjoy hearing from Jeff. And by the way, if there's something on the show that you want to go back and review again or maybe share with a friend, we've got it for you. KinderOutdoors.com. Just click on the podcast or forward the link to a buddy.
Hey, everybody. It's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
Hey, get geared up for dove season at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters. From shotguns and rifles to ammo and accessories, they've got it all. Visit Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. For info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
You might hunt the south pasture, or maybe the double tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes. We'll have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives, vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry, a huge selection of bison moccasins, shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net. The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home. and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
We knew you were coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream, just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago. The work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Hey, this next guy is very special. I can't wait for you to meet my friend Jeff Kolosinski. I first learned of his mission to raise money for some very special people almost a year ago. And Jeff, welcome to the show. I've been wanting to talk to you since, and today is the day.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint, because that's a long way to wait. And I'm surprised you waited that long for me, but that's an honor, Billy. Thank you.
Well, absolutely. You and I had dinner together at an event, the Crappie Expo in Hot Springs, Arkansas last year, and you were telling me about your world record catching fish in a 24-hour period, just catch, release, catch, release, catch, release, as fast as you can go. I've read up on you since then, and it's pretty amazing what you do, and it's a guy with a pretty amazing heart that would do this. So let's break this down and talk about it a little bit. You have the current world record, which is 2,172 fish in 24 hours, correct?
I do, and it's crazy because, you know, as a kid growing up, I read the Guinness Book of World Records, and they had all kinds of crazy things. And then I've been doing a fishing event for charity. We realized that the catches were getting up there pretty high. We thought we would check and see if there was a world record. At the time, there was not, and so we wound up setting a Guinness Book of World Records for most fish caught in 24 hours, as I dedicated a day to help out a local charity in Minneapolis there at the time. So it is a Guinness Book of World Records, and I've been blessed, really, to break that a number of times since then. And we keep on moving, keep setting the bar higher.
Yeah, every time you break this thing, you make it tougher on yourself, because now, Jeff, your task coming up on September 9th is to catch nearly 2,200 fish in a 24-hour period. That's 2,200 fish, Jeff, and there's only 1,440 minutes in a day. So what's the game plan here?
You know, you're right. I do make it harder on myself, and at some point there will be a ceiling, but I'll just keep going until we find that. So the strategy which is interesting, because there's not only a number that increases each year that I have to beat, but the conditions change. And fishing is fishing, really. And so there are days when the wind is contrary. There are days when the temperatures, a giant cold front goes through, or it rains and things like that. So not only do you have a high number to do, but there's also conditions that are just not always in your favor. And the funny part is you still get one day to do it. So there are some real strict boundaries on this one, which makes it kind of, well, we'll just say challenging.
Yeah, the challenge itself is enormous. That's a lot of fish in a 24-hour period. So when you break this down a little bit, you've got a plan, I think, to handle, you think you can catch 2 per minute and keep that pace up for a while, right?
That would be good, and then it'll probably slide after a while. 2 per minute is really hard. It's usually 1 and a fraction per minute, but we'll see what we can do. That would be a really – if I did 2 a minute, I'd be really thrilled with that.
You've got to have things like food and hydration, and that takes time to break away and do that. Do you calculate that in, or do you just go fishing?
I just go fish, and that kind of winds up to being a marketing guy. I'm less inclined to math. No, I'm kidding. But I am well aware of the 1440, and in my head, not only my fishing, but I'm running all kinds of scenarios about, okay, so this hour was, a catch rate of 240 or 260, which would be a real top end for an hour. Then, typically, I guess I should start here, when I catch a bluegill, then it's all done from the bank. And I do that for a reason. I want people to be able to go out and catch fish and to copy what I do. So if you're just starting out in fishing, you may not have a beautiful, glittery bass boat that goes 70 miles an hour and go catch, 5 pounders all day. But at some point, we all start fishing from the bank, typically. And I want people who may not know a lot about fishing, may not have an expert at their access, or a single dad, single mom, someone like that, to say, I'd love to go out fishing myself or take my family, and I don't know how to do it. And so really watching what I do, it's really the start, the basics. And so the point of this is if you can go out and catch a bunch of fish, you'll develop a love for fishing, and it can be pretty easy. The funny part is I use a 10-foot, it's a Wally Marshall Mr. Crappie pole, cane pole, if you will. Now, it's fiberglass, right? But I use 10 feet of line, a still shy bite float, and some live bait, and that's it. And that's really the rig that I use. And so the whole point is the tackle is very simple. It's very affordable. The entire kit, and get this, can be purchased for under $25.
There you go.
So the point there is, if you want to get started in fishing, you can go out and have a great catch, not have a huge investment, just watch and do as I do, and you can have a great time doing it.
Jeff Kolesinski is our guest. He's out to break his own world record of 2,172 fish on a hook and line in 24 hours, and this is going to take place on September 9th at a place called Sancody Lakes Resort and Retreat just outside of Peoria, Illinois. Now, it's all for an incredible cause. Tell us about Fishing for Life, the charity that will benefit from this, and their very special Next Gen program.
Yeah. So I was up in the Minneapolis area, and I met the executive director, Tom Goodrich. And Tom had just completed a career serving our nation, the armed forces and the Army. And the story is inspiring, but pretty simple. Tom was there serving. Frankly, God gave him a vision. When you come back, I'd like you to do something in the language of fishing and help a lot of people. And so when Tom came back, he was faithful to that. And I met Tom, and he said, look, I've got this fishing group, and I saw what they were doing at this local event, and they had minnow races for kids, and they were just serving families in the neatest, most inspiring way. And they had, at that time, they had hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, all kinds of teach-ins for families to show them how to fish. And I said, man, this is really cool. I've got this crazy, insane skill. I used to fish in the World Championships team for the United States and 7 World Championships. I've got this crazy, kooky skill. I can catch a bunch of fish. Why don't we put our arms together and do something really great for the people in the community and help them out? I said, I'd be willing to donate a day's fishing to your effort. And he looks at me and goes, man, that'd be great. And he looks at me and he looks down at his shoes and he comes back up and he says, yeah, we could have you fish for 24 hours and we can call you the marathon man. And it kind of took a half step backwards, Billy, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I just thought like an eight-hour day I'd get a lunch and two breaks, you know, and some Gatorade. We would call this good, you know, that's my hour day of a day. And then I thought about it. I thought, you know, that's just crazy enough where that would really work. And so that first year, we raised like $10,000 or something the first year. And each year we were able to grow both in fundraising for Fishing for Life and for the catches. And it has been really incredible.
It is really incredible to watch what you're doing. Jeff, I need you to hang on for just a couple of minutes because we're going to get up and stretch our legs a little, grab a fresh cup of coffee. We're talking to Jeff Kolosinski. He raises money every year for a very special group of people, military families that he loves and cares about and wants you to love and care for these folks too. And you can help Jeff. Just visit me at kinderoutdoors.com and you'll see the link there to Fishing for Life and information about the Next Gen, G-E-N, Next Gen program, Gen like generation. 2,172 fish in 24 hours. You got to dream big, and Jeff does. And it's real special what he does for a living, too. This guy's giving back to the fishing industry. We'll get more into that with Jeff when I come back from the coffee pot.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Hurry up and get in the boat, Billy. I'm going to beat your pants off.
Coming soon to DSC's Kinder Outdoors, along with our partners at Dillon Hunting Blinds and Cinnamon Creek Ranch, we're going to put you in your brand new 6x6 octagon bow and rifle blind, sitting on a 5-foot tower with porch and staircase. Then it's off to Cinnamon Creek Archery for a $2,000 shopping spree to deck your blind with bows and arrows. We'll award a winner just in time for Christmas. Details coming soon on Kinder Outdoors. Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Do you love crappie? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you to the Crappie Expo 2020 in Branson, Missouri, October the 30th through November 1st at the Branson Convention Center. Crappie Expo will have over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers showing and selling the greatest and latest crappie fishing products in the world. Crappie Expo 2020 features the richest crappie tournament in history. Catch all the weigh-ins at the Crappie Expo. Hey, do you like to eat crappie? The world's largest crappie fry starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Crappie Expo. How much crappie can you eat for free? Don't forget to sign up. Free drawings to win a new Ranger or Vexus boat at the Crappie Expo. Must be present to win. Let's see. Crappie Expo 2020 has country music, free crappie, free boats, and crappie fishing products out the kazoo. I'll see you at the Crappie Expo 2020. Be sure to bring the kids. It's trick or treat. Don't you just love Branson? CrappieExpo.com and ExploreBranson.com.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests.
You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife. Quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
Outdoorsmen and women, hunters, shooters, and fishers are the reason that wild creatures roam bountifully in wild places. This is where we come together to talk about it. Kender Outdoors is partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. Your ticket to DSC's Hunter Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you. 1-877-820-BBKO. That's the telephone number, 1-877-820-2256. And the website, KinderOutdoors.com. Kinder is spelled like kindergarten, K-I-N-D-E-R, KinderOutdoors.com. Got a cool opportunity coming up in the next couple of weeks for you to win. Gee, this prize package is valued at well over $6,000. We've got a 6x6 octagon Dillon Manufacturing hunting blind, all fiberglass, one-piece construction, sitting on top of a 5-foot platform with a porch, a ladder with handrails. And then we're going to deck that blind with bows and arrows at Cinnamon Creek Archery, Roanoke, Texas, with a $2,000 shopping spree. It's a big deal. And for more details, keep it locked in. KinderOutdoors.com and listen to the radio show or the podcast each week. Hey, I want to thank Jeff Kolosinski for hanging on. He's got a goal, September 9th, to beat his own world record. In one 24-hour period, he's got to catch more than 2,172 fish on a hook and line fishing. And he's doing this to raise money for some very special people. We were talking about Fishing for Life back before the break, Jeff. Those folks at Fishing for Life, the organizers there, have a passion for our military men and women, too. Let's get more specific about the Next Gen program.
So the group has a heart for our military. That's kind of where I come into the picture. I lend a hand, create a crazy public PR event to do this. And the subject of our attention this last few years is the Next Gen program. I was on a dock one year, and it was cold. A cold front had just gone through in Minneapolis. It was raining. I was wet and shivering, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go take a nap. And we were helping our families of the military at that time. And then I really thought, Billy, I thought, man, are you a sissy? You can't even sit here and fish to help people out? That's really lame, pal. And so then I thought, well, you know, what if I were there? And I'd expect somebody to suck it up and help me out here back stateside, right? I thought, what if I were there and I didn't come back? What would happen to my family? And that gravity of that thought really resonated. And so I went from just kind of a comedic internal moment to like, you know what? This is real for people. If they don't come back, who would teach their kids to bow hunt? Who would teach their kids to fish? Who would teach them algebra? And so I had this on my heart for years, and I got a call from Tom Goodrich of Fishing for Life, and he says, and I got to tell you about this program we're doing. He says, I'm 7 pages into the instruction manual of this. He says, before you continue to say another word, I want to send this to you. So, Billy, it was the exact day I called Tom to share him, and we hadn't talked in probably 6 or 8 months. It was a program where if families are in trouble, if they come back, and they often sometimes, and my heart goes out to them, that go in one physical, maybe social and mental kind of state, and they come back after the rigors of war, and then they're back in a different state, right? And so those are the people that we really want to help as well. So, and Tom had laid out this whole program, and I said, Tom, my eyes welled up, and you'd think I was cutting onions in the truck where I was having this call. And I said, this is exactly what I wanted to do. He says, well, we've got a name. It's the Next Gen Program. I said, stamped, done, approved, moving forward. And from that point, we put our shoulders really into this. And he and so many incredible volunteers helped find mentors for families in need that have served our country. And it has been incredible to see the effects of finding the right person for the right family. They do exhaustive background searches. And they do incredible stuff. Some of the things they do, like we'll have a family that says, you know, I'd like to go fishing at a largemouth bass or a perch or whatever else. We do the background checks, and sometimes on just some of the weekend events, they'll put that family, that young person, with somebody who wants to catch a bluegill. One weekend a month they get together, spend time with the family. They're on a call every week, checking in. How's your life going? How is school going? Are you being bullied? How's fishing coming? How's your spiritual life? How are you just doing as a person? And they are there for families that are really in need. And, man, if I can't be there, I can certainly partner with somebody that can really be there and help these families. And that's really why we do this as a fundraising event. So many of us have a heart to help our military. And we just come together to make this happen. And that's where folks that are sitting at home and saying, you know what, I believe in what you're doing. I'm encouraged to see that this is going on, and I'd really like to help you. I can't be there, Jeff. I can't be there fishing for life. I live in Texas or Florida or wherever else you might live, Louisiana. Hey, but here's $20. We believe in what you're doing. We'd like to donate to your nonprofit organization, Fishing for Life, and we'd like to partner with you. And that is why we do the Marathon Man 24-hour fishing event each year.
What an awesome event it is, and what an awesome guy to go out there and give of yourself like this every year. Your heart, your passion shows, Jeff. It just exudes you. This is something that you absolutely love. And I want people to know that Jeff is in the fishing industry. He's actually the fishing brand manager for Johnson Outdoors, and that takes in a lot of names that folks know, fishermen and boaters know. Jeff, name a few of those brands for us.
Well, I count myself blessed, one, to be alive, two, to work at Johnson Outdoors, and in the fishing industry that I loved since I was a kid of 6 years old. And so I get to serve on the Minn Kota brands and the Humminbird brands. Talon and Raptor are now, you know, two new products we've had over the years here. And, you know, there's a whole suite of other brands, Eureka and Scuba Pro and so forth. But the ones that I deal with are typically Humminbird, Minn Kota, and even Canon there.
Do a terrific job with everything that you touch, and this just shows that the Lord's hand is sure, His will is good. The way this all came together, it was His plan, and you guys were faithful enough to follow it. We'll be cheering for you and keeping up with you on September 9th. Jeff, go get them.
You know what? It is such an honor to be able to be on the show and to be able to help those families. I would hope, and I'd invite everybody to come and watch on Facebook Live. September 9th at 9 a.m. to September 10th, 9 a.m. We're going to have some great folks dial in. Some of the folks from the fishing industry will call in. We'll have kind of a live broadcast there as I go and try to set a world record for the folks at Fishing for Life in the Next Gen program. So I'd hope you join us on Facebook Live, and I hope it's a big number this year.
What is that Facebook Live page?
It is Marathon Man Fishing on Facebook Live. So I hope God's willing, and I trust He is, we'll have a good catch, and I know that we'll be able to support some people and lift up their spirits while we're doing there. So I'm blessed and grateful to do it.
You bet. We'll have links to everything at kinderoutdoors.com so you can keep up with Jeff, the Marathon Man, and see what's going on there. Blessings to you, Jeff. Thanks for the time.
God bless y'all. I can't wait to see you.
Jeff Kolodzinski, Fishing for the Next Gen program, part of Fishing for Life, and like we just said, all the links and the information, the details at kinderoutdoors.com. Just waiting on you. Hey, I'm all out of time, but before we slip out the door this week, I do want to let the folks down on the Gulf Coast, Texas and Louisiana, know that, man, we are hurting for you and we're praying for you. In fact, I'd like to do that right now. Pray with me. Lord God, we just thank you for this day. thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the good times and the hard times. And we thank you that you're there through it all. We just lift up all of these families that have been displaced and some even missing along the Texas-Louisiana border. I pray protection and provision over these folks. Bless them greatly, we ask, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If you get a chance, give to the Red Cross and help out. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me, and we'll see you again next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.